ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode. Today, we are going to elaborate on the views of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, on the freedom of political parties and groups in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Last week, we discussed some of the parameters and manifestations of freedom in Imam Khomeini's view, noting that respect for the rights of religious minorities and freedom of their religious, political, and social activities, recognition of the freedom of activity and participation of women in the holy Islamic system, freedom of the political activity for universities and academics, especially freedom of activity of student organizations, are some of the most important manifestations of freedom in the Islamic system, which have been recognized in Islamic Iran's constitution based on the views of Imam Khomeini. According to many political experts, political and civil parties and groups are one of the most important features of democratic ruling systems, resulting in the concurrent emergence of freedom of expression and political participation. In these ruling systems, political parties maintain a mediatory role between the governing political system and people. Political parties also provide a mechanism for conveyance of people's demands to the ruling system. Political parties shape the most modern form of political participation and have been the most powerful mechanism for organization of social forces in democratic systems in the recent two centuries. One of the most important tasks of political parties and civil organizations is prevention of populist policies and education of seasoned political forces for acceptance of national responsibilities. One of the common features of political parties and groups is their bid to attain power via peaceful and legal means and their plan to maintain power via legal channels in order to enact policies and plans related to the country's growth and progress. Although in some countries, as the result of the shortcomings of the related ruling systems or the fragility of the political culture of participation, political parties fail to carry out many of their special tasks, nonetheless, there is a positive interpretation of the role of political parties and groups and their contribution to political development throughout communities. And political parties are deemed necessary for growth and development of countries and the continued stability of the existing ruling systems. Dear listeners, this is IRIB English Radio, and this series is In the Path of the Imam. The emergence of political parties and groups in Iran date back to more than a century ago, In fact, upon the victory of constitutional revolution against the then despotic regime, the process of political development began in Iran, one of the outcomes of which was the formation of political parties. Meanwhile, in the pre-Islamic revolution era, the reign of despotic regimes, centralism and opposition of then regimes towards division of political power, inadequate experience in civil political participation, and establishment of state-run political parties were some of the root causes of inefficiency of political parties in the country. Additionally, the interference and infiltration of foreign powers in Iran's internal affairs in general and in Iran's political parties in particular, as well as the nature of political parties in Iran, which were partly imitated from the political parties in the Western countries, are other factors which led to inefficiency of political parties in Iran in the pre-Islamic revolution era. Iran's Islamic Revolution marked a turning point in the history of political and social developments and the situation of political parties and groups in the country. Imam Khomeini, as the father of the Islamic Republic, against the former despotic regime of Shah throughout his anti-regime campaigns, always put emphasis on the presence of free political parties and groups for the country's growth and progress, while lashing out at the despotic nature of Shah's regime. The Imam also revealed the ceremonial nature of the political parties during the reign of the former despotic regime, in addition to disclosing the sinister efforts of colonial powers to take advantage of those parties in a bid to somehow drive a wedge among people. Imam Khomeini also urged people from all walks of life to refuse to cooperate with the ceremonial political parties formed by Shah's despotic regime. Rastakhi's party was one of the ceremonial political parties that was established in the waning years of the suppressive rule of Shah's dictatorial regime. The former dictator Shah told people to join this party or else they should leave the country. Upon the victory of the Islamic Revolution, conditions were in place for the activity of political parties and groups, even for political parties whose ideology was completely in contrast to the Islamic ideology of the Islamic Revolution. The political policy of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, also shows that the Imam agreed with the activity of political parties while emphasizing the need for political parties to be committed to peaceful and legal policies. The Imam, on several occasions, in his keynote remarks and speeches, and in response to the questions asked by reporters throughout the years of the Islamic Revolution and after the establishment of the Islamic system, pointed out the presence of free political parties in the Islamic Republic, while putting emphasis on maintenance of national interests by the political parties in Islamic Iran. Well, dear listeners, on that note, we come to the end of this week's episode of In the Path of the Imam. Thank you very much, and God bless.